Hello there, everybody. It's me, Gary Kidney, the co-host of You've Got to Be Kidding Me on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
And I am Liam Jones, my full name, and I am also a part of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network as a co-host for You've Got to Be Kidding Me.
We are a TNA history podcast that covers TNA 1 month at a time. We cover all the drama, all the matches, all the Vince Russo nonsense you could ever want in your life.
Have you heard of TNA? I bet you have, but would it be funnier if two people made jokes over it the whole time? Probably.
So if that sounds like fun to you, check it out on this very Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, and Liam will do bits and whatnot.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 42 of the 5-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne. For today's episode, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it, because we're returning to everyone's favorite, question mark, wrestling company, All Elite Wrestling. Longtime listeners know we did a show about AEW almost 4 years ago, so clearly we have a lot more ground to cover. So let's meet our panel of guests. Up first, the co-host of the Ring of Honor Rewatch Project through the years, multi-time contestant on our show, and someone like me, who had the privilege of attending World's End 2023, Matt Feuerstein. Matt, how you doing?
So you're going to give me all questions about World's End 2023, right? Because you and I, we have that kinship. Now, I know that it's sort of a 5-Star Match Game tradition to be a little bit self-deprecating and downplay your chances when you're introduced, but looking at my competition, I really do feel like this is not going to go well for me. But I'm happy to be here. So thank you, Joe, for having me back.
All right. Very good. Up next, we have former champion, multi-time contestant, our good friend, Aaron Quinn. Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I don't know. I don't think I have any reputation as a AEW knowledge haver, but I have been called an AEW defender, and I'm really ready to jump into this, feeling pretty elite today.
All right. Very good. And third, we have a first-time contestant. He hosts the Elite Beat podcast, so he clearly knows his stuff. It's Andy Napier. Andy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, I feel like the pressure is actually really on me. And Joe, I do want to ask, are we going to play List 'Em and Learn today?
Yes, as on every episode, we are playing
List 'Em. I think that's unfair, given the current company.
You'd be surprised at how bad I am at it.
Well, regardless, I'm very excited to be here. I've listened to, I think, every episode of this show, so I'm hyped.
All right. Well, we haven't done that many, and our shows are short, so that's not a huge flex on your part. We're not between the sheets over here, but yes, I can say you do have a great podcast covering AEW, and you've kind of taken on Justin Shapiro as a big brother of sorts, because I'm kind of a deadbeat dad in the podcast game. So that's very good. You've given him an outlet.
Oh yeah, the podcast tree branches are strong.
Yes. All right. Well, we have 5 rounds of Power Pack trivia, all about All Elite Wrestling. So let's begin with, it was a very good month. For this game, I'll give you a match or event in AEW history. You told me the month it took place. So if I said both worlds end, you hopefully say December. We don't need the year or show, just the month. We usually do this by years, but not quite enough AEW to make that work. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Matt, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. You get Dynamite debuts.
October.
October is correct. All right. Aaron, you have Grand Slam. Many of them.
We just had one. So, but that wasn't when they normally are.
And no, that's not counting. In the United States, we'll take Grand
Slam. So, American Grand Slams.
Yep.
September?
September is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, you have the beginning of the Continental Classic, both years.
Oh, that's got to be November.
November is correct. Everyone perfect so far. All right, Matt, back to you. You have the debut of CM Punk.
August.
Yes, you are correct. August is right.
Which right, debut Aaron. Of CM Punk?
Well, the first one. The first dance. All right, Aaron, back to you. You have the debut of Collision.
September?
Oh, that was June in the summer.
Oh.
All right, Andy, you have the debut of Sting.
Oh, December.
December. Winter is coming, I believe. So December is right. Okay, Matt, back to you. The debut of Mercedes Moné.
That would be March.
March, big business. That is correct. All right, Aaron, back to you. You have the Brody Lee tribute show.
October?
Oh, that was December. It was right around that Christmas Brody Lee had passed away. All right, Andy, you get the first AEW champion is crowned.
That would be September.
Oh, it's August, actually.
Oh, geez.
All right, Matt, back to you. You get Sting's final match.
That would also be March.
March is correct. 2 Marches. All right, Aaron, you have CM Punk is fired from the company. Tony Khan announces it.
Oh, okay. March?
Oh, that was September. It was right after All In.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Andy, you get the first episode of Rampage.
This is Rampage, baby. first time I heard that. Oh, what's gosh. Rampage? I want to say... So that would also have to be August. Yeah.
August is correct. All right, Matt, your final question. AEW's biggest attendance ever.
That would be August.
August is correct. First All In. All right, Aaron, back to you. The very match of the year, Hangman Page, Kenny Omega versus the Young Bucks.
That would be February.
February is correct. And finally, Andy, you get Jon Moxley's first appearance with the company.
May.
May is correct. Very good. All right, the end of the first round. Matt in the lead with 5. Andy right behind with 4. Aaron with 2 as we head to round number 2, Belted. Brand new game. This game, I'll give you an AEW wrestler. You tell me all the AEW titles they have won. So if I said Miro, hopefully you respond TNT title. We do need all the AEW titles they've won to collect a point, and we are only looking for AEW. No Ring of Honor, no tournaments, anything like that. It's also possible the wrestler has won no titles. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. And please say, give some indication you're done when you've completed your answer so I know whether to correct you or not. All right, Aaron, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yeah, and for the record, I'm making the belt motion right now around my waist.
Very good. Maybe you can point to your head to indicate how smart you are once you get this right. You get Jon Moxley to start.
Okay, the AEW World title.
Mm-hmm.
The International title. The Continental. No, the International. It's had so many names. The International. Forget about Continental titles.
That's correct. He held the World and International titles.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I'm done then.
All right.
Yeah. And a briefcase just to cover my bases.
Yes, we'll throw in the briefcase as well. All right, Andy, you get Orange Cassidy.
Okay, so definitely the Atlantic / International title. And that's it.
You're correct. International title. All right, Matt, you get Mr. Cody Rhodes.
All right, the TNT title. That's all I can remember him having. So that's it.
You are correct. Yes, the TNT. Okay, Aaron, you have Darby Allin.
Okay, the tag team title and the TNT title, and that's it.
You're correct. All right, Andy, you get Adam Cole, baby.
I think Adam Cole has... Oh, God. Those are the ROH tag team titles. He's never held an AEW title.
That is correct. He has not. Just those ROH tag titles you mentioned. Okay, Matt, Bryan Danielson, have you heard of him?
I think I might have. Okay, so the AEW World title, that's it.
That's correct. Just the World title. All right, Aaron, Claudio Castagnoli.
The AEW 6-man titles, and that's it.
That is correct. Andy, you get Adam Page.
Okay. Adam Page, tag team titles, and world titles, and that's it.
That's correct. Everyone perfect so far. Okay, Matt, you have Swerve Strickland.
All right, Swerve has had the tag team titles. He has had the world title. And that's it.
I could not trip you up with the tag titles. Thought that might get you. All right, Aaron, you have Mr. Samoa Joe.
Okay, the TBS title. No, the TNT title. TNT title.
Yes, that's correct.
And the world title. And that's it.
That's correct. All right, Andy, you have Pac.
Pac has held the trios titles and the international title, and that's it.
That's correct. All right, Matt, you get Kenny Omega.
Okay, Kenny Omega has held the tag team titles. He has held the world title. And he has held the trios title, and that's it.
That's correct. My goodness. All right, Aaron, your final name is Chris Jericho.
All right, Chris Jericho, the AEW world title.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're including the FTW title in this. That's probably mean, but.
Okay, I can accept that.
All right, Andy, you get Christian Cage.
Christian Cage. Oh, God. TNT title? That's it?
Oh, he was also briefly the Trios Champions with
Rich
Storis and Nick Wayne.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Matt, your final name. Chance to stay perfect. Scorpio Sky.
Okay, the tag team titles, the TNT title, and that's it.
Wow. I didn't think Scorpio Sky's parents would remember that. Very good.
He was a two-time TNT champion.
Great round from everyone there. That's a fun game, which we can't really do for WWE if I gave you The Miz. We'd be here all day. But no, this was great. So let's see. Matt stays perfect. He's a 10. Andy, right behind with 8. Aaron has 6. As we head to round 3, list them and learn. For this game, I'll give you a category. Say every wrestler who ever wrestled on Dynamite will say there have been 400. Player 1 will give the number of how many they can name off the top of their head, say 100. Then it switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. Once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances, one to go first and also challenge. So, Aaron, you are in 3rd place right now. I'm going to give you the choice. I will say we have one category about women of AEW, which has 24 names on it. And we have 2 involving men. One has 23, one has 31. So which category do you think you want to go for?
Okay, I want to support the ladies, and I'll go with the category about women.
All right, this is for you and Andy. So here is the question. AEW has held 3 women's Owen Hart Cup tournaments. 24 women have participated. How many can you name? Now, they held some qualifiers in 2022. We're including those so as not to trip anyone up on a technicality. So, Aaron, 24 names competed in the Owen Hart Cup tournaments for the women. How many can you name?
10.
10. All right. Andy.
24 is the total number?
Yep. I thought you were just going to say 24. Oh, my God.
I can do 15.
15. Oof.
16.
18.
Go for it.
I get the field of all of the tournaments, right?
Yep. These are all 3 tournaments.
All right. Britt Baker.
Britt Baker gives you 1.
And Ruby Soho.
That gives you 2.
Toni Storm.
Toni Storm gives you 3.
Mariah May.
The 4.
Jamie Hayter.
The 5.
Willow Nightingale.
You're a third of the way there.
Nyla Rose.
Gives you 7.
Statlander.
for Statlander. Give you 8.
Karashita.
Yep. Give you 9. You're halfway there.
Soraya.
Soraya gives you 10.
Anna Jay.
Anna J gives you 11.
Riho?
Riho gives you 12. You're 2/3 of the way there.
The bunny.
The bunny, yes. It gives you 13.
Sky blue?
Oh, sky blue, 14.
Oh no, I overshot my...
Uh-oh.
I think 14 was the number. Athena?
Athena gives you 15. We're 3 shy.
Diana Perazzo.
Diana gives you 16. We are 2 away.
Oh, did I not say 16? I thought I called 16.
No, I have 18.
Okay, I believe you. Red Velvet?
Oh, Red Velvet gives you 17. We need one more name.
What's another older, like, first-gen person? Oh my god. Deeb?
Gives you 18.
Oh my god.
Wow. Names not mentioned, and Billy Starks, someone named Danielle Camella, who I think was just in one of the qualifiers, Julia Hart, Maki Ito, Robin Renegade, and Yuka Sakazaki. So I think you were out of names you knew. There was no obvious one there you could pull back on. Excellent job on that. My goodness.
Oh, thank you. Danielle Camella was Vanessa Bourne in NXT, if anybody remembers right. her. Yeah.
That's right. See, and you were worried about this game.
And all people right. say they don't have any women over there. Come on.
All right. Andy, that was so much fun. We're going to do it again. So this is for you and Matt. Now you have 2 categories, one with 31 names, one with 23.
Let's go big, 31.
31. All right. AEW has held 4 Blood and Guts matches, and 31 men have participated in them. How many can you name?
We'll start with 20.
20. All right, Matt.
I studied this, so I should do all right, but I still don't know if I can do much more than 20. I'm going to say 21.
I'll say 24.
Oh, boy. Do I dare? 25.
List them.
Oh.
Okay. I am very scared. All right. Blood and Guts, right? Okay.
Blood and Guts.
All right. So starting with the Pinnacle. So that's MJF.
Jeff is 1.
Wardlow.
Or Master gives you 2.
Dax Harwood.
And Dax gives you 3.
Cash Wheeler.
Of course gives you 4.
Sean Spears.
Penn Guy gives you 5. That's...
All right, so then we got the Inner Circle. So Chris Jericho.
Gives you 6.
Sammy Guevara.
He gives you 7.
Jake Hager.
Yeah, 8.
Santana.
There's 9.
Ortiz.
And of course, gives you 10. You are 40% of the way there.
Okay, Jesus. Okay. What was the next year? Okay. So, Matt Menard.
Menard gives you 11.
Angelo Parker.
Gives you 12.
Daniel Garcia.
Gives you 13. You are more than halfway there.
Claudio Castagnoli.
Gives you 14.
John Moxley.
Mox gives you 15. You are 10 away.
Oh my goodness. Wheeler Yuta.
16.
Okay. I think I can remember too many more from that one, so I might go on to the next one. I know Kenny Omega.
Kenny gives you 17.
Takeshita.
Gives you 18.
Hangman Page.
Adam Page gives you 19.
Nick Jackson.
Nick gives you 20.
Matt Jackson.
Gives you 21.
Kota Ibushi.
Oh, remembered Kota. 22. We are 3 away.
Swerve Strickland.
Swerve gives you 23.
Max Caster.
incredibly, yes, that's right, 24.
Mark Briscoe.
And Mark Briscoe does not go with Anthony Bowens, which I thought was obvious. Mark Briscoe gives you 25. Wow.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Good job by you. Names not mentioned. Anthony Bowens, of course. Darby Allin. Eddie Kingston was in one, of course. Jungle Jack Perry was in the most recent one. Okada was in the most recent one. And Pac. Then one as well. Names not mentioned. But Matt, you did it. Wow.
That was hard.
Great.
All right. Very good job. All right, Matt, you get to do it again. You and Aaron this time. 23 men have been involved in an AEW world title match on pay-per-view, either defending or challenging for the title. How many can you name?
Okay, on pay-per-view. I will start. You said this is the men's world title, right?
Men's world title only, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say 18.
18, wow.
What's the total number?
23.
I will go 20.
Oof.
21?
Oh,
I really wanted to list things today, so I'll go. I can do them all.
Oh, all right, we're going for it.
Yeah,
every name that challenged or defended an AEW world title on pay per view.
Yeah. Okay. Does this count when we just? Well, I'll just say Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho, of course, gives you one.
Hangman Page.
Two.
Cody Rhodes.
Yes, Cody had the shot at one time. Gives you three.
John Moxley.
Mox, of course. Plenty of them.
Brody Lee.
Brody Lee did get one shot on pay-per-view. That's correct. Gives you five.
Okay. Eddie Kingston.
Eddie got one or two shots, but yes.
Bryan Danielson.
Bryan Danielson, of course. Gives you seven.
Swerve Strickland.
Swerve. Gives you eight.
Will Ospreay.
Will had that match with Swerve. Gives you nine.
Orange Cassidy.
Orange Cassidy did get title matches. 10. Oh, we are including what's planned for Revolution. So that's booked. So I did throw that in.
Oh. Okay, the rated R superstar, Cope.
Cope gives you 11.
Okay. Jay White.
Jay White gives you 12.
MJF.
Of course. Gives you 13. We need 10 more.
10 more. Okay. Easy peasy. Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe gives you 14.
Okay. Adam Cole.
Adam Cole gives you 15.
Sorry, a lot of that was blocked out of my mind for some reason. Pac?
Pac did get, as part of a three-way, he did get a very random title shot, but that's correct.
Okay. How many more is left?
There are seven names left.
Oh, God. Okay. This is feeling like a bad idea now. Who else is on this roster? Okay, just another minute. I don't want to give up yet. There's probably some obvious ones that people are screaming right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, are you done?
Yeah,
brought a name.
Kenny. Got Kenny.
Actually, I don't have you having Kenny.
So I don't have Kenny. I don't have Kenny. Okay, Kenny Omega.
All right. Gives you 16.
Okay, great. And I said Hangman.
Yep. I have you for Hangman.
Okay. Want it from Kenny. And Kenny want it from Mox. Said Jericho. No, I can't nail those last six. Someone's missing.
Yep. CM Punk was the biggest name you didn't mention.
Oh.
But other names not mentioned. Christian Cage had one, I believe, All Out 2021. There was that four-way with Max, so that had Darby, Jack Perry, and Sammy getting title shots. And Hiroshi Tanahashi at Forbidden, I think Forbidden Door got a shot. And also, he had another one against Mox, I think, for the interim title. So, no, a valiant effort, but 2 points to Matt there. So at the end of three rounds, Matt in the lead with 14, Adam with 10, Aaron with 6. As we head to round 4, what's the stipulation? This game, I'll give you a match. You tell me the stipulation it took place under. If it's a Chris Statlander versus Willow Nightingale from All Out 2024, hopefully you respond Chicago Street Fight. Because I'm so nice, all these matches have a stipulation, so I'm not pulling any shenanigans here where you have to say no stipulation. All these matches have one, so... Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers with 1 point apiece. Andy, you're up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You have CM Punk versus MJF from Revolution 2022.
Dog collar match.
Dog collar is correct. All right, Matt. You have Bryan Danielson versus Ricky Starks, or Ricky Saints, I guess, from All Out 2023.
I studied this part, too, about the stipulation, so I'm holding myself to a high standard. This was a strap match.
Strap match is correct. Aaron, you have MJF versus Bryan Danielson from Revolution 2023.
Iron Man.
Iron Man is correct. Andy, you have Jack Perry versus Darby Allin from All In 2024.
That just happened. I don't know if this is this match, but they had a coffin match. Was it that match?
That was that match. Coffin is correct. All right, Matt, you have Ethan Page versus Darby Allin from Dynamite on July 14th, 2021, Fighter Fest.
I'm going to say that was a coffin match, too.
Oh, also a coffin match. All right, Aaron, you have Kenny versus Pac from Dynamite on February 26th, 2020.
Also an Iron Man match.
Iron Man match, also correct. All right, Andy, back to you. You get Cody versus Sammy Guevara from the... January 26, 2022, Dynamite Beach Break.
That was a ladder match.
Ladder match is correct. All right, Matt, you get Cody versus QT Marshall from Dynamite, July 7th, 2021, Road Rager.
Oh, boy. Definitely going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say Street Fight.
Oh, South Beach Strap Match.
All right.
Right, it may have been your first misstep of the day. All right, Aaron, you get Wardlow versus Christian from Double or Nothing 2023.
It's a ladder match.
Ladder match is correct. All right, Andy, back to you. You get Darby Allin and Sting versus Christian Cage and Swerve from All In 2023.
I think that was also a casket match.
Yep, casket slash coffin match is correct. Yeah. All right, Matt, you get Cody versus Brody Lee from the October 7th, 2020 Dynamite.
That was a dog collar match?
Dog collar is correct. All right, Aaron, you get Jack Perry versus Luchasaurus from Full Gear 2020.
That was a cage match.
Cage match is correct. Very good. All right, Andy, your final question. Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy versus Miro and Kip Sabian from the March 25th, 2021 Dynamite.
Is this Arcade Anarchy?
Arcade Anarchy is correct. All right, Matt, your final question. You have Big Swole versus Britt Baker from All Out 2020.
Oh, my goodness. Something to do with, like, dentist stuff. Like a knock your teeth out match. I don't know. I don't remember at all.
Oh, tooth and nail match.
Knew it was tooth related.
All right, Aaron, your final question. Orange Cassidy versus Chris Jericho, All Out 2020.
Mimosa Mayhem.
That is correct. All right, very good. All right, going into our final round, we have Matt still in the lead with 17, Andy right behind with 15, Aaron with 11. As we go to our last game, the sprint. For our final game, I will give each of you 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you don't know, just guess, as we do not go back. Everyone gets 10 questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. All right, Aaron, you are in third. You get to go first. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Blank notably upset Chris Jericho on Dynamite and went on to team with Top Flight.
Matt Hardy.
Oh, it's actually the Andretti.
Oh, I thought you meant upset, like made him mad.
Oh, no. That's probably not a bad guess. But... All right. Blank notably got into backstage fights with both Eddie Kingston and Andrade.
Oh, Sammy Guevara.
Sammy is correct. Blank team with Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, the Jurassic Express.
Marco Stunt.
Marco is correct. Blank was the manager slash mouthpiece of American Top Team.
Dan Lambert.
Dan Lambert's correct. Former NBA star Blank made his debut on the March 3rd, 2021 Dynamite, teaming with Jade Cargill.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Correct. Brody Lee's kid was also known as Blank.
Negative one.
Correct. Blank composed Hook's theme song and also competed at Grand Slam 2022.
Action Bronson.
Correct. Chris Jericho embarrassingly had the AEW title belt stolen at Blank Restaurant.
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, it was Longhorn Steakhouse. So close. The year-end Dynamite is traditionally called Blank.
The one where something really bad happens and Tony has to take over the book. Homecoming?
Oh, New Year's Smash. You were on the right track.
Oh, okay.
And finally, Blank was a Dark Order member who left AEW to go to TNA.
Alan Angels?
Alan Angels is correct. All right, that gives you 7 correct answers. Give you 18. You're currently in the lead.
Aaron had 2 questions where the answer was 2 different men named Action.
That's very true, yes. Huh.
Who knew?
Indeed. All right, Andy, you are up next. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, the long-delayed AEW video game was titled Blank.
Fight Forever.
Correct. Brody Lee was set to debut in his hometown of Blank, but COVID intervened.
Oh, Rochester?
Rochester is correct. AEW's home arena in Jacksonville is Blank.
Daly's Place.
Correct. The women's tag tournament AEW ran was called the Blank.
The women's cup? I don't know.
The Deadly Draw tournament they had.
Oh, okay.
Right, Griff Garrison and Brian Pillman Jr. competed under the team name of Blank.
The Varsity Athletes.
Oh, it was Varsity Blondes, actually.
Oh, no, that was the right? Varsity Athletes. They lost their gimmick name to the
Oof.
Damn it. Okay.
All right, Arn Anderson once got a promo on Dynamite where he said if someone tried to carjack him, he would blank.
Pull out a Glock.
That's correct. Deathmatch wrestler Blank was one of the laborers of Chris Jericho.
Nick Gage.
Nick Gage is correct. Wrestling legend Blank appeared at Double or Nothing 2019 to present the AEW title belt.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart's correct. Chris Jericho once had a hair versus hair match with Blank on Dynamite.
Why don't I remember this? Presumably somebody got their hair cut. Truly no idea.
It was Ortiz.
Oh, okay.
And finally, the August 10th, 2022 Dynamite from Minneapolis had the rhyming subtitle of Blank.
So it has a lot of lakes. Lakeside, Lucha Libre, I don't know.
Oh, you're close. Quake by the Lake.
Quake by the Lake, okay.
You're on the right track. All right, you had 6 correct answers. That gives you 21. You're currently in the lead. All right, Matt, you need 4 to tie, 5 to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Thanksgiving Eve Dynamites have traditionally been held in Blank.
Chicago area.
Hoffman Chicago, State. Yes. Preston Vance wore a mask in the Dark Order and competed under the name of Blank.
Was it 10?
10 is correct. Pac and the Lucha Brothers competed under the name of Blank.
Death Triangle.
Death Triangle. Eddie Kingston made his AEW debut against Blank.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody's correct. Christian won the Blank title on the first episode of Rampage.
The Impact title.
Correct. Blank was a special enforcer of the Adam Cole-Chris Jericho match at Double or Nothing 2023.
Oh, boy. I don't remember this at all. Mike Tyson.
Oh, Sabu. Now, the first AEW Women's Champion was blank.
Oh, Riho.
Riho is correct. Well, blank was a special guest for the Brody Lee Cody dog collar match, as he was once in a famous dog collar match himself.
Greg Valentine?
Greg Valentine is correct. He was just sitting in the crowd.
I almost guessed Roddy Piper, and that would have been embarrassing.
Got him as a guest at that point. Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky competed under the team name of blank.
Men of the Year?
Men of the Year. And finally, there was an unfortunate t-shirt with Britt Baker sporting a blank.
Oh, was it like her face was all bruised and bloody or something?
The black eye, yes. We'll give you credit for that.
Okay, thanks.
Very good. All right, Matt, that gives you 9 correct answers for a total of 26 points. You're the winner.
Wow.
Today's 5-star match game. What a performance by you.
I did study, which I guess, I guess it helps. Yeah.
I guess it does help.
That's a lesson, kids.
Stay in school. As a teacher, he knows these things. All right, excellent, excellent job by you. But of course, as always, I keep a tiebreaker in my back pocket just in case. Didn't need it today. But I figure since we'll never use it again, we might as well play with everyone for fun. And we'll see who comes closest to this category. So is everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. CM Punk, Adam Cole, and Bryan Danielson were the big three acquisitions of 2021. How many total matches did they work in AEW? So Cole of obviously up till this point, and then Punk and Danielson. How many total matches did they work? So if you want to send me DM of your choice. Let's see, we have Andy with 65, Aaron with 98, and Matt with 112. The actual answer is 200. 200. Whoa. Cole has wrestled 57 matches, Punk 33, wow. And Danielson, I'm going to double check my math here. I have him at 110.
Wow.
Because he did go pretty hog wild his last year. But let's double check the math.
All the way to Sturgis. I feel like I let all the sickos in the Voices of Wrestling Discord down today.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I was ready to scream Teal Piper and Sunny Days and had those two people in my back pocket.
Bryan Danielson working a bunch of matches. So yes, there we go. So Matt, you won the tiebreaker and the game. What a run by you. So why don't you plug whatever you have to let the world know what you're up to?
Well, first of all, this was a lot of fun. And I mean that even when I don't win, because I have definitely lost before and it was always fun. So thank you, Joe, for having me. Thanks to Aaron and Andy for joining me on this. But OK, so I, in case you don't know, have a podcast along with the universally loved Trevor Dame, who we review Ring of Honor show by show from the beginning. We started in 2002. We are in 2007 now. We are, even though that's only 5 years of Ring of Honor shows, we are in March about to have our 8th anniversary as a podcast. So that tells you how fast we record shows. It's actually pretty consistently about one every 3 weeks, but we don't hold ourselves to any rule. And if you like Ring of Honor, especially classic Ring of Honor, you should at least try out the show. You might find us extremely annoying. You probably will, but try it out anyway.
All right, very good. Andy, why don't you tell the people about your show?
Yeah, my friend Megan and I have been doing an AEW podcast since October of 2019. It's called The Elite Beat. And like clockwork, every 3 months we have Justin Shapiro on to, make jokes and, barely talk about the show. But I have a lot of fun with it. It's kind of like my it's my weekly like release from the real world, just getting to talk about that stuff with Megan. And also I'm very happy to have been on today. Very nice to meet all of you. I've just kind of Aaron, I see a lot in the Voice of Wrestling Discord, and Matt and Joe, I've been listening to you on podcasts for it feels like over 15 years at this point, which is crazy, but no, close to 20 probably. Yeah. But this is great.
Too long, frankly. All right, Aaron, what's going on in your corner of the world?
Well, I don't have a lot to plug. I had a hole in the wall in my apartment, and they plugged that up nicely, so that's all okay. Taken care of. You can find me in the Voices of Wrestling Discord. I'm usually saying something about something. You can find me on other people's shows. I'm also on X, the Everything app, at Miss Aaron Quinn. I'm also one of those blue sky freaks, so you can find me over there at Aaron Quinn, which I managed to snag. And yeah, it's so great to meet you, Andy and Matt and Joe. Always a pleasure. I've listened to through the years through many long DoorDash nights. And so thank you for keeping me comfort while I let strangers come in and out of my vehicle.
I should also mention, since we're all I really love Elite Beat, Andy, and I'm continue to be a listener. Justin brought me over, but I've been listening regularly ever since. So everybody, thank you for all of the content that you have given us all over these many years.
Oh, I think it's so nice. Thank you.
All right, very good. I will just add the five-star match game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at five-star match game with the number 5, or email at five-star match game with 5 spelled out, or on Blue Sky as well, same address. And visit our Red Circle page and click the button if you want to make a one-time donation. Thank you to the donors since our last show. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That does it for this one. We will be back in a couple months. We're going to have a super fun show, maybe some new guests, we'll see. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again in a while.
Hi, I'm Case Lowe, co-host of the Open the Voice Gate podcast. The one question I'm constantly asked when it comes to Dragon Gate is, how do I get into the promotion? Well, stop asking and start listening to the Open the Voice Gate podcast, released every Wednesday on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. For exclusive news and show reviews, look no further than the leader in Dragon Gate coverage, Open the Voice Gate.